Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For the record, yes! KD will soar in with a right hand spike.
Klay Thompson, three.
Welcome to the Warriors Insider Podcast on NBC Sports Bay Area.com. Introducing your host, Golden State Warriors insider, Monty Poole.
Hello again, another Warriors podcast. I'm Monty Poole with the Warriors Insider Podcast. I am joined by Kareth Burke, a Warriors sideline reporter who is fast becoming, an insider in her own right.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you just came back. You're coming back from a three-game road trip with the team, and I'm just kind of curious, when you look at what was it like when you left last week? You were 4-3, the team was 4-3, and now you're coming back with a 7-3 record after this triumphant road trip. Can you kind of compare and contrast the vibe around the team over the last week or so?
Yeah, well, you know, the team does a good job keeping an even keel no matter what's happening, but they did express that they were pretty embarrassed with what they saw on film and some of those losses. It was the way that they had lost. Mm-hmm. So they wanted, you know, they wanted a good outcome on this road trip, obviously. They played three great teams, so it took the effort. And what Steve Kerr said tonight after they knew they swept the road trip was, we had to limit our turnovers, we had to take care of rebounds, and we had to, Monty and Sarah just lost it. So we're literally about to take off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We're good.
Hang on. Okay, he said turnovers,
yep.
Rebounds. Oh, turnovers, rebounds, and defense. Yeah.
So when you think about, I mean, the locker room tonight after winning in Denver.
Wait, I can add more to that. If that was an edit point, I can tell you more.
Keep talking to me. We're doing this on the fly, baby.
Hey, I know. We're all live here. I lost my train of thought. A plate of food just walked by. I think that was the problem. You know, if they took care of those three things, Steve Kerr knew what the outcome would be. He said they're protecting the ball now. They're playing defense with a purpose, and that's what's equaling these wins. It seems pretty simple, but you have to execute it.
Right. Yeah, now tonight, a satisfied, a content locker room, giving that, you know, this team is coming off not just three road wins, but three decisive road wins. I mean, 28 against the Clippers, they won by 28 there. They win by 20 in San Antonio against the Spurs, and they win by 19 against the Nuggets in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the atmosphere in the postgame locker room?
Yeah, well, they know that they just won three straight games by, like, 70 points in total. I mean, they can feel their offense coming back. You know what? All the players were happy, but they did mention, all of them, it's early in the season, especially because they were getting the question, you know, can you guys keep shooting 50%, 55% every night? I mean, that's really impressive, and they've done it so far, but I think they all know how hard that will be. I don't know if they want to put that pressure on themselves. They're getting these blowout wins. They've scored 100 points per game or more, you know, for each of these 10 games. And it's, I think, you know, they know who they are. The chemistry was never an issue. It was just about finding their rhythm again this season. And I saw that on the road trip.
So they go into L.A., and Draymond Green has a great game against Blake Griffin, like he always does. And so that takes care of that game. And then they go to San Antonio, and they start off slowly, but they were able to come back again and mm-hmm. take over a game against the Spurs by just, you know, their sheer will and their talent. But in the game against Denver, though, one of the things that caught my eye, and there were a lot of good things going on. I mean, Steph Curry had a terrific game, 22-11, his high assist total for the year so far. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant was efficient once again. The starting lineup, Draymond was good, Klay was good. But one of the things that caught my eye was Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah.
Zaza's work tonight. I mean, tell me about Zaza tonight.
Yeah, Zaza was really happy. He got a lot of questions post-game about the fast break that he led. Zaza said it showcased some of his skills occasionally. Yeah, he had a good game. He knew what his role was going to be. And he got some buckets, four for five, I think, 8 points.
Yep.
Defensively, I know he was pleased, too. So, once you got to think in this game, all 13 players got minutes tonight.
Yeah.
The teamwork was there, 38 assists in this game. I know the Warriors like games like this because none of the starters played more than 30 minutes. That's going to be so good down the stretch when it comes to, keeping the legs fresh. But then even more so for the reserves, keeping those guys ready to get in at a moment's notice. They're playing such great team basketball right now. The locker room felt good.
Yeah, now you're 10 games into your season now as the sideline reporter. So I guess I got to ask you, Kareth, how are you feeling now versus how you felt in game one back on October 17th?
Oh, man. Well, I'm the luckiest person on the planet right now. But, yeah, I have experience covering basketball, but I do feel like this is my rookie season, too, because it's a different stage. So, I had some moments that were good. I had some moments I wish I could take back on film, but I feel like I'm hitting my stride, too.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Today I had a chance to sit down and chat with Damian Jones, who is down with the G League team, and he had his their debut last night with the Santa Cruz Warriors. They played the Agua Caliente Clippers in Ontario.
Agua Caliente.
Yeah, down in Ontario on Friday night, and they beat the Clippers by 33 points, 131 to 98, and Damian had a solid game, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. He played well. He was plus 21. And one of the things that he said to me that kind of stuck with me was that he said he spent some time working with Zaza over the summer. And he said, just learning about little tricks, little things you do on defense and on offense just to sort of help the team, maybe in ways other than scoring, screening, blocking out, just getting in the way to some degree. When you watch Zaza play, I mean, people don't always know what he's doing out there. And I've been asked 1,000 times, why won't the Warriors start JaVale? Why do they keep starting Zaza? And I have to explain to them that there is a reason why Zaza starts. And it's because he works well with the starters out there. And he often sets Clay or Steph or KD free for open looks. He's the main reason, one of the main reasons why they get those open looks they get sometimes. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, I think so. And, that's a big body who's there to set those ball screens, to create space for other players. I know, he's a starter and he doesn't get a tremendous amount of minutes, but the minutes that he gets and the role that he plays to help start these games, to help start the offense on a great foot is so valuable to the Warriors. And, Steve Kerr has talked about the fact that we are literally moving right now, Monty.
That's all right. That's all right. We're wrapping up here right now. So
yeah, Steve Kerr was talking. I have one more point. Steve Kerr was talking about the fact that centers like Zaza might go extinct someday in the NBA if teams want to play small ball, if they want to start focusing on the three. So I hope Zaza is getting the appreciation that he deserves because, I don't know how many teams are going to have a Zaza in their future.
That's right. You're looking at a guy who in some ways is a dinosaur in today's NBA, but he's still highly effective for the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Kareth, looking forward to seeing you this coming week. You got the Miami Heat coming in on Monday. Safe travels and keep doing
Thank you. All right. Thanks for rolling with me here.
You got it. Take care of yourself. And with that, we will be moving on to my podcast done with Warriors center Damian Jones, who is currently with the G League Santa Cruz Warriors, but we'll spend most of this season going back and forth between the Golden State Warriors in the NBA and the Santa Cruz Warriors of the G League. Welcome to the Warriors Insider Podcast. I'm Monty Poole. My guest today is Damian Jones, Golden State Warrior, Santa Cruz Warrior, NBA player, G League player, basketball player, whatever you need him to be at a given time. Right now, he's with Santa Cruz of the G League. Damian, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Appreciate you.
My first question is, you guys opened up last night down in Ontario against the Agua Caliente Clippers.
Agua Clippers.
And you guys beat them by 33 points, 131 to 98. But I saw you, it looked like you got a pretty good run. Describe to me just a little bit of like what that first game was of the G League season for you.
I mean, it was good, you know, for as a team, you know, we put a lot of work in during training camp and stuff, you know, 2-a-days, just, you know, a lot of team bonding stuff. So I think that, you know, we're in a good position to start off the season. And, you know, that first game just showed the work we put in, you know, it paid off. So I think from now, just going on, continue from there.
Yeah, I saw that you had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 blocks. It looks like you had a pretty good game. I think you were plus 21 or something like that. How would you describe the way you played in the opener last night, Friday night?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, you could always improve in some areas, but I think, you know, I did a lot of communicating on defense, you know, stuff, things the coach wanted me from upstairs wanted me to do. So just being a presence down low, protecting the rim, making sure everything flows well defensively, and, you know, offensively, just seeing the floor and maximizing on my opportunities to score.
Right. Now, you've been down there – you've been with Santa Cruz now for a little over a week or about a week, and I guess my – When Steve Kerr and called you in and let you know that that's what they were going to do for the time being, what was the message you got from Steve and maybe some of the other coaches and teammates?
You know, he just told me, you know, it's better to play instead of just be sitting around. Got the 3 vets ahead of me right now, so just waiting for an opportunity to present itself. But in that time being, I'm just being down here, getting better, improving in the areas that I can improve in, and just, you know, staying focused.
Whether it was Steve or Ron Adams or JC or any of your teammates, did any of them give you any specific tips and said, hey, you know, while you're down there, you know, do this, do this, do this, just some ideas maybe?
Yeah, Coach actually talked to me today, you know, just, he just emphasized, you know, rebounding, setting screens, and, you know, running the floor, those things.
These are things that come natural to you, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had no problem doing it in the game, so it was pretty good. You know, I think I did those things well this past game. You know, got another one today, you know, try to, you know, do the same thing this game. So just keeping the trend going.
In your mind, what do you have to do, if it can be done at all, to stay up as much as you can with the NBA Warriors?
Right now, I don't think there's much, you know, because, you know, Coach has his set rotation right now with Zaza, JaVale, and D-West. So I'm just going to be down here for the time being until, you know, he wants to rest some guys or something like that, or there's an injury or something like that. So I'll be down here for the time being. I'm not sure how long.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between this year and last year? I mean, last year you came in, you were injured, you really couldn't do much of anything for the first couple of months there. How much difference has it made that this year you were able to go through a summer and then come into camp ready to roll?
It was much better. You know, I came in with an idea of how things went, because last year I was able to watch everything, how everything unfolded. And, you know, this year was much better. I had a feel from the start. You know, I was already comfortable with the team. And, you know, I just came in, did things I could do, you know, things I worked on in the summer. And I thought I went off with a good start. So coming in now, you know, I'm able to, you know, play right away. I'm not, like, trying to catch back up on where I was before compared to last season. And, you know, this year just – continuing my play from last year.
Yeah, obviously last year, you know, you got behind in terms of some of your conditioning. You had that pec injury, and it took a while to get back to being who you normally are. And do you feel like you're now physically where you want to be?
Yeah, I feel so, you know, constant weight training over summer. Been, like, lifting almost every day, you know, having a good routine, and, you know, everything feels fine. I have no problems. Anything, you know, so everything's going well.
You know, when you're just, you know, over this past summer, when you're in your off season, I know you do things in the off season and stuff, but you're watching, you know, I'm sure you're watching some video of yourself, maybe some other players and stuff. What are you looking for in the off season to sort of make yourself better in terms of what do you study and who do you study? Who do you look at?
You know, I watch films on you know, Zaza Gerald and D-West, you know, see some of the things they do well, and try to, you know, make sure I do those things well too, you know, because those are the things that make the team flow. So just concentrate on those things, you know, trying to improve on that, make that a focus on, like, when I'm playing, like, pickup games during summer league or girls camp when I went, you know, just trying to do those things and keep on improving from there.
Yeah. How hard is it for you to be, I don't know, for lack of a better word, for you to be patient, or is it still hard?
It's tough, but, you know, it's what it is. You know, it's a process, so you have to deal with the moment and, you know, just think of it as an opportunity to get better. So, and at the end, you know, I'm still playing basketball, so I'm having a good time playing it. I mean, a fun time playing it, so can't complain.
If somebody were to ask you, Damian, what's the biggest differences between NBA and G League, what would you tell them?
I mean, the travel schedule is a little different, but yeah, it's different. And I don't know, the game schedule is a little different too. You know, sometimes you'll play like the same team back to back. It's pretty funny, but it's been good though.
When you look at your opponents, how is it different studying for an opponent at the G League level versus the NBA level, or is it different at all?
No, it's pretty similar, to be honest. We all, you know, scout, you know, the team before we come in. You know, we go over all their – well, I think in the G League we do probably a little more scouting because, you know, there's constant change in what can happen with the team. So we always go over, like, personnel. We go over team plays and all that. Just go over, like, our game plan and stuff. So I think maybe in the G League there's a little more – scouting to it because there's, I guess, not as many familiar faces, so it's just different.
Right. You know, one thing I've watched so far in the preseason and now in the regular season is that, you know, you got a rookie on the Warriors, Jordan Bell, who fans mm-hmm. are already falling in love with. I mean, go back to when you first got on the court with Jordan. What did you see from him being as a guy coming into the league?
Oh yeah, he's very athletic. You know, he finishes well around the rim, and you know he knows the game pretty well. So he's pretty comfortable out there, and you know, everything, you know, he gets in the flow well. He defends very well, block shots, can rebound. You know, he's a good fit for the Warriors team.
You know, even though he's a rookie, know he's like 6 months older than you are. do you think that helps you? I mean, are you able to learn stuff from him even though he's a pure rookie?
Yeah, you know, we always, you know, can learn something from each other, you know. We
right.
all have things that we do well, and we can always, you know, share our inside knowledge with each other. So that's always a possibility.
Yeah. Now, you know, one of the things that I hear scouts, when I ask scouts about you, they say that they like your athleticism, they like your ability to get up and down the floor, but they want you to be more, this is the word I keep hearing, aggressive. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What do you think they mean?
I mean, just having more of a killer mentality, you know, just not being so, you know, like passive, you know, just going through the motion on, you know, offense opportunities, you know, attacking a rebound, you know, attacking, you know, boards, just being, you know, having more of a fiercer approach to, like, your movements and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that do you think that's a fair or unfair criticism?
I feel like at times, you know, I mean, I probably do fall in that category, but it, you know, just depends.
Yeah. How do you address that? I mean, what do you do to become, you know, that guy who is, you know, like you said, have that killer mentality out there?
You know, just in like these G League games, you know, just going out there playing aggressively, you know, not exactly, you know, like fouling and stuff like that, but, you know, just putting, like, more effort and having a higher motor, you know, just putting a lot more effort into the style of play.
You come into this league, you miss the first couple of months because you're recovering from an injury, then you join the team, you play some in Santa Cruz, you play some in Golden State. At the end of it all, you're an NBA champion.
Yeah.
What was that ride like for you last season?
I mean, it was pretty cool to experience all that, you know, just seeing where we started and how we ended. It was great, you know, and then the team, you know, couldn't get any better, you know. A lot of great guys around on the team, you know, just always there for each other, always cheering for each other, you know, didn't want anybody to fail. So I think that's good, you know, championship characteristics. And, you know, I mean, we just played real well. Just, and to start off going 15-0, that was amazing. But, you know, winning the championship my first year, that was pretty dope. I can't lie. It was an amazing feeling, you know, and it shows you, like, what it takes to win a championship. So, like, you know what it takes for future years whenever the opportunity presents itself again.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Jordan, I talked to Jordan a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how over the summer he was kind of surprised that more wasn't being asked in terms of a schedule for rookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. He said, man, in Oregon, we, you know, they were like on us almost every day to do stuff. He said, and here, it's a different atmosphere, different environment where it's kind of on you, but they don't get on your case about it. Do you understand what he's talking about when he says that? Just the difference between your routine and in college and your routine over the summer in the NBA.
Oh yeah, I mean, possibly because, you know, like, guys, you know, with more games, you know, you need, like, more rest, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, stuff is, like, more, like, less repetition, but, you know, you just getting quality work, kind of stuff like that, I guess.
Yeah, the reason why I ask that is because when you look at the natural inclination is to think that, well, now that you're in the NBA, you have all this stuff you have to do to get ready for the NBA. When,
yeah,
you know, most of it really starts to come when you get in the training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get more of a routine. Also, except for this training camp, though, you guys had a strange training camp. I mean, you're in the Bay for a little while, then you're in China for a while, then you're back in the Bay. How much did that maybe disrupt you personally in terms of getting ready for the season?
It did kind of, like, mess up, you know, with your, like, sleeping schedule a little bit, you know, being like 15-hour difference. But it was different, though, you know, because this wasn't like the preseason shorter this year.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the season started earlier. The season started on the 17th of October, the earliest, I think they said, in like 30 years or something like that. So it was a much earlier start to the season. Usually you start the season in the last few days of October. In this season, you already play. It's just on November the 4th, and the NBA has already played 8, 9, and 10 games.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, yeah, but, you know, it was tougher to get, you know, more practices in China, too, with all the scheduling and stuff. So, I mean, we started off, we had less practices than we expected. But, you know, it was kind of strange, you know, trying to get, once we got back into the States, you know, adjusting back to the time here and stuff, so. Yeah, it was a little different this year.
Yeah. So opening night comes along and you guys get your rings. What did you think of the ring?
I thought it was pretty cool, you know. I mean, it's way better than the high school rings that I have. So. I say that. So. The display case that it came in was pretty cool. It's like a video screen in the back, so. That was, you know, they really put, you know, a lot of effort into that. So it was dope. It was cool.
Have you worn your ring?
Yeah, like I wore it that day, but I, like, you know, stored it in the safe spot for right now, you know.
So right now it's undercover. It's not with you.
Nah, it's not with me. It's somewhere.
Good. Good. Is it even in the state of California right now?
It's in California, though.
Okay. You know, just you might want to send it back to, you know, Louisiana or somewhere, put it in the safe deposit box down there or something. You never know, you know?
Seriously.
But, yeah, everybody was talking about how great they were. But, you know, David West always talks about how important it was for him, not so much the ring, just the work behind it. He said, you know, to get to a championship after all these years for him, it was so gratifying to end up with a ring, with a championship. Go back to when you guys won Game 5 against the Cavs at Oracle. In that post-game scene, that was where you had champagne flying everywhere. What's that like?
I was cool. You know, me and Loon, we were in after that game. So, you know, we made sure we rushed back and changed out our suits
right,
so we didn't get those ruined. But, yeah, it was cool. Like, once we got back to the locker room after the ceremony, you know, they had, like, the champagne bottles. You know, you always see it. I was watching on TV, like, after teams win. You know, they got all the champagne bottles. Like, man, we had to have, like, 500 bottles of champagne. I'm like we were doing it initially, and then, like, there was more and more coming. So we just kept on spraying. Like, there was literally, like, a sea of, like, champagne on the locker room floor.
Oh, yeah. The whole
place that. But, yeah, it was cool to see the looks on everybody's faces. You know, everybody was, you know, just a gratifying, you know, situation. You know, it was great to see all that going unfolding. So,
what was the most memorable thing to you about just being able to at least be there for that celebration?
I mean, just being around my teammates. You know, I'm cool with everybody. You know, we're good friends. You know, so it's like you're sharing a good moment with good people. So, you know, that was really cool. You know, and then having the trophy in the locker room, it was pretty dope, you know.
And when you go back over your rookie season, what are the things that maybe stand out to you, good or bad, the things you look back on and go, okay, this was a good moment for me, or this is a moment when I learned something, or just moments that stick out in your mind from last year?
You know, I think, you know, in the beginning of my rookie season, it started pretty slow, but I think towards the end, going towards, like, after the All-Star break, things started to pick up for me. And I think that was, like, my better times as a rookie and, you know, going into, like, the championship game. So those things, you know, that was a pretty cool moment, you know, just during that time, you know, it just clicked for me. And I got to, you know, experience everything. I got better as a player. And, you know, I saw, you know, great stuff happening. So it's cool.
When you look at, are you able to sort of, project outward in terms of what your own personal goals, not what a coach is asking you to do, but in your own mind, what are you saying, this is what I'm going to do to be the player I can be? What are those things?
You know, I'll just put it this, I just, like, think of, like, you know, the stuff that I'm good at, you know, I try to, you know, just stick to those things for right now, you know, things that I would, like, you know, give me the opportunity to play on the court and just get better at those things and until, you know, the opportunity presents itself and just, you know, going along those things pretty
much. You ever watch DeAndre Jordan? And I'm asking this because a coach was telling me, he said, man, when DeAndre Jordan first came to the NBA, he had a lot to learn. He said he's come a long way. You look at him now, but people forget that in his first couple of years, you know, he was trying to figure things out too. And he said this could be the same case with DJ, meaning you. Do you see what do you see when you watch DeAndre?
You know, he's, you know, defensively, he's a defensive anchor for his team, rebounding machine, you know, catches lobs, you know, brings a lot of energy for his team. You know, that's what I see. And it seems contagious. You know, everybody gets hyped from, like, his lobs, dunks, you know, just his liveliness on the court.
Can you see why a high school coach would, I mean, in a conversation with me, would say that, bring up your name and compare it to DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, you know, we have some similar tendencies. You know, we're both athletic. We both have the, you know, ability to run up and down the floor, you know, catch lobs, you know, be great rebounders, stuff like that, you know, yeah. Defend the paint. Yeah.
Which of your teammates, of your Warriors teammates in Golden State, have you been able to really, I guess, soak up knowledge from, learn from the most?
I've been working out with Zaza a lot this past summer. You know, he's been like sharing some things with me.
Mm-hmm.
Just in terms of like style of play, you know, how I can use my athleticism to my advantage and stuff like that. So he's been just showing me those things, you know, and you know he knows what to do. You know, he's in the right place, you know, setting screens for getting, always helping his, you know, Clay or whatever get open.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he has that knowledge, you know, to share with me. So it's great.
Question that has nothing to do with basketball, and that is, have you found a favorite restaurant in the Bay Area? Maybe one or two, maybe more than one.
I go to Belly a lot, you know, sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm into donuts, too. So, you know, I go to a lot of donut shops.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite so far?
My favorite spot or, like,
donut? Your favorite donut spot.
In Oakland, I go to Rainbow Donuts.
Okay.
And in the city, I go to Bob's Donuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think they're the best ones in terms of what you like in a donut?
Yeah, because I like, you know, I like certain flavors, and you know, Bob's has a pretty good glaze on it, so I always mess with it.
You got to talk to your boy Nick Young, because Nick was asking about donuts the other day. Unless you heard about that too, Nick is like, where can I get some good donuts in the Bay? It's crazy.
I share it with him.
You told him.
Nah, I ain't telling him, but if he needs a place, I got him.
Good for you, man. Well, hey, listen up. I got one more question for you, and that is this. You're going to be in Santa Cruz for a little bit. In your mind, I mean, do you set in your mind any kind of like a time when you want to try and get back to Golden State, or is it just really – you know, you understand the situation, and you're just going to go down there and work on your game?
Yeah, I mean, I just understand the situation, because, like, if I just expect me to go up at a certain time, then, you know, that's when you get, you know, like, antsy about, you know, coming up with something like that. So just, like, take the situation as it is, you know, and keep on improving for where I'm at. So that's pretty much how it is.
Keep doing that, man. You're still a young man. Well, you're 22 years old, right?
Yeah, 22.
You got time. You can be that guy, I guess. So you just need to keep working at it, and hopefully we'll see you back up in the Bay real soon, man.
Sounds good.
All right, DJ. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
It's Damian Jones, Golden State Warriors, Santa Cruz Warriors center out of Vanderbilt, and currently playing for Santa Cruz of the G League, I should say. Still trying to get accustomed to saying G League instead of D League, but it is the G League. And that does it for this week's Warriors Insider Podcast. I'm Monty Poole. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.